The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share our daily reflection. Your Grace.
Today, the 15th of March 2022, is Tuesday of the second week of Lent. We reflect together on the theme, Authentic Conversion Leads to Authentic Christian Life. My dear friends, the Word of God for us today calls us to conversion. In the Gospel passage that we read from Matthew chapter 23, verse 1 to 12, we hear Jesus denouncing the Pharisees and scribes for their hypocrisy. The disappointment of Jesus in their hypocrisy was so strong that he could go to the extent of saying that people should do what they asked them to do because of the authority they had, not because of the way they lived their lives. Their hypocrisy was manifested, among other ways, in the way they used their positions of authority to appropriate rights and privileges to themselves, rather than use their leadership to serve God and his people. The prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 16 that we read today said to the people of Israel, "Cease to do evil and learn to do good." That is a way by which God wishes to tell us that our faith cannot be divorced from our practice of the demands of the faith. In other words, we cannot be said to have faith if we do not practice the virtues demanded by our faith, virtues such as love, and love of enemies in particular, as Jesus commands. We cannot be said to be people of faith if we do not take helping others to come to accept the faith by participating in the mission of evangelization, looking out for opportunities to bear witness to Christ so as to bring people to knowledge of Christ and His church. The Holy Spirit, working in us, leads us to be convinced of the truth of our faith, and that in turn leads to conversion and the effort to live the new life based on the truth of faith. When there is genuine conversion, living the life in season and out of season, in private and in public, becomes natural. But when true conversion is absent, religion and faith becomes mere external shows. Of course, it's a constant struggle to be fit, but it is certainly necessary to understand that there must be a connection between the faith we profess and the lives we lead. When we carry out our religious observances, we go to Mass regularly and receive the other sacraments, especially penance. We go to Stations of the Cross, fast, and give alms during Lent. Do these practices make us good Christians? Yes, they do. But only if our hearts are in what we do. If we put what we believe into practice and live by what we believe. If our faith does not affect our relationship with our neighbors for good. If we do not help in building up the kingdom of God, then we can be counted among the scribes and Pharisees, can be counted among hypocrites who do not practice what they teach. Our call today is to live lives that conform with the gospel values. Jesus also challenges us to humility and simplicity of life. When Jesus says, "Call no one rabbi, father, or teacher," it is not because he does not accept that people play the roles of rabbi, father, and teacher. It is because he wants to tell us that those who bear the titles do so only to the extent that they share in the work of the one who bears the titles by his nature. God is Father in an eminent sense, and all fathers share in his fatherhood. All rabbis share in the rabbi status of Jesus, and everyone who is a teacher is teacher only to the extent that Jesus gives authority to be. Therefore, anyone who arrogates these titles to himself without acknowledging God as the ultimate is obviously an impostor. The message is, be humble and simple of heart, especially if you are privileged to be in positions of authority. Positions of authority are positions of service, and we occupy them because God shares his authority with us. We therefore must become the disciple who listens in order to learn the way of the Father, the way of righteousness and holiness. All around us, we see people who seek to be great by dominating others. That is a temptation everyone feels at some point. Increase our power, fame, wealth, etc. by lording it over others. But it is a temptation we must resist so that we can be simple and humble in our ways. God grants us the grace of humility and simplicity. And I bless you today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm. That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.